Tuesday, 22nd of July, Yutes Tammuz, Rabbi Avi Hill, When Bad Things Happen.
In this period of Bein HaMetzorim, the 3 weeks, the question is in Haskafa, in our Avodah, how are we meant to conceptualize and understand this period, and generally the period of Yisurim, the period of hardships, and the period of ordeals, and the period of Golas. How are we meant to understand it in terms of our Avodah, and more important, how are we meant to understand it in terms of, do we know information of why HaKadosh Baruch Hu would allow such things to happen? Meaning, how can HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is Toiv, who is Rachamim, allow events such as the events around these times to happen? And this is the Mishnah Pirkei Avos in Perek Dalad Mishnah Yotes. It says, Rabbi Yonai says, Ein biyodeinu, it's not in our hands to understand these issues. It's not in our hands to understand the story of tzaddikim, the hardships of tzaddikim. So on one hand, we are very limited by our human mind to understand such an yonim. There's another problem, that 8:30 in the morning, I was also unsure if we're going to be limited to explore these in yonim, but we're going to go for it anyway. The point is, in Torah, in Chazal, we have a lot of information, we have a lot of help and evidence which pushes us into a certain area, which allows us to somewhat begin to understand. And that's all my goal is today, is to begin to understand this incredibly hard topic of why HaKadosh Baruch Hu would allow such events to happen and allow Ra to be in the world and allow Ra to wreak havoc in the Bria. And for this, the question is to understand why there's Ra. Before that, you need to understand why there's a world. And the really fundamental question on any topic surrounding this area is, what is the Taklis HaBria? Do we know what the motivation for creating the world was? What is the purpose of creation? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world? And that is the fundamental question which needs to be addressed. And once we understand that, we can start understanding other areas. Again, you may ask me, how are we to know? How can we ever even begin to conceptualize why HaKadosh Baruch Hu would do anything? And you're right, in philosophy and in Kabbalah, we can't ever understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course not. But what we can do, and what we must do, is understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to us in a certain way. So you can't understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, but you can begin to talk about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. Because what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, He relates to us in Sforim HaKadoshim, in Torah. We're taught what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, and we've touched on why HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it. So the first places to look at in these inyonim, the Siyam Yisrati is the Ramchal. The Moshe Chaim Lutzalto is the expert in these inyonim, the Tachlis HaBria, what is the purpose of creation. And in Derech Hashem, in Perek Beis, the beginning of Perek Beis, he says the following. It says like this. HaTachlis HaBria, the purpose of creation, Hayo Lahetiv Mitzuvo Yisparach Shemoel Zudostek, was to bestow of his good to another. The Tachlis of creation was to bestow of his good to another, which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not create the world to test. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not create the world stam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world because he is good, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give. As it says in Tehillim, Olam Chesed Yibone, the world is built on kindness, and the catalyst of the Bria is Chesed. So what is the Chesed? What is the gift? What is the gift? I need participation today from everyone. Well, what would you say is, what is the gift then? What is the chesed? What is the gift?
Life.
People say life. Better than that. Much better than that. Even better than Master Torah. What is the chesed? People say life. People say not having to pay your taxes. That doesn't come true. So what is the chesed? People say Bechira. That's not the Chesed. What is the chesed? The chesed is the, as Ramchal says soon, is the makar of all tithe. Is to allow us to experience in the root of all tithe. The ultimate chesed is HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give of himself to others. Is for you to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for you to partake in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for you to have a connection to that chesed, is the ultimate chesed, is what the Ramchal says. Hashem to give of himself to another. And here's the question that this should really bother us, which is the following. Where does the emes chesed take place? Where does the experience of that ultimate chesed take place? It's not in this world. It's not in Olam HaZeh. It's in Olam Haba. Olam HaZeh Zayme LeProzdo. Olam Haba Zayme LeChotzin. In the palace is where, is the place where that chesed is realized truly, is where that vekus is truly experienced. So the question which the Mekubalim ask is the following. Why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu merely create an Olam HaNeshamot, the world of the souls, put a neshama in that Olam HaNeshamot, and allow that neshama to have the vekus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, allow that neshama to experience in the Nehne Miziv HaShechina, benefits in the Ziv HaShechina in Olam Haba? Okay, so the question is, why don't we just bypass these 6,000 years as such? Why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu merely put the neshama in whether you call it Olam HaNeshama or Olam Haba, and allow the neshama then to have the vekus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Everyone with me? That is the big issue. If we can start understanding this, then we can understand this time period of Bein HaMitzrayim, and then we can understand our life in general. Again, if it's all about chesed, and it's all about giving us the opportunity to cleave back in HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have the vekus with Hashem, so why didn't Hashem merely do that in Shamayim? HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have created the Neshama in Shamayim, and we could have had the vekus. That's the famous question everybody asks. Anyone know a teret to this? Sorry? So, we look in the Sefer Tzlach, which is one of the Ramchal Svarim. In Pesach Dalad in the Klach, he answers the following. He says like this: the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did this is Shelo yiyu afilu boishes lemekabli moisei, that there shouldn't be embarrassment to your neshama in Olam Haba. Kinyan shomru ma'am the ochlu the la'av doli bahaslef beluke ba'afei, that Hashem doesn't want you to eat something which is not yours and to be embarrassed in the face of the person who gives it to you. And it's what we call nama de kisufa. It's what we call bread of shame, which goes something like this. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have created you and put you in Olam Haba, then for you to have had that vekus, you would have felt, what have I done to deserve this? You'd be embarrassed looking in the face of the giver of the bread as such. So looking in the face of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you would be embarrassed and humiliated and have said, what have I done? What have I done to deserve this? Perhaps an analogy. So it could be something like this. I'm sure none of you find B'nai Torah ever dreamt when in your childhood of cheating an exam. But let's say someone cheated in an exam. How does one feel when they get a good grade after they've cheated? How does one feel? One should not feel good about themselves. One should not feel a sense of accomplishment. They should feel, phew, I got away with it at best. But they don't feel an inner sense of geschmack. They don't feel an inner sense of, wow, sense of accomplishment. As opposed to when we work hard towards something, when you put a lot of work into something, and then you reap the rewards, that inner sense of accomplishment, it pales into insignificance. It's a different category of hanoah, it's a different category of accomplishment. And what the Ramchal is seemingly saying, which basically that quote comes from Yerushalmi in Oralot, and also I found it in the Tosfos Inquisition, in Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, this concept of nama de kisufa, this concept of we would be embarrassed if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have immediately, automatically created you in Olam Haba, is seemingly the first hesba in why HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to go through this mahalach in creating us in the world first. But the obvious question, which is actually found in the Rebbe of the Shlach Kodesh has got a sefer in which he asks this kasha, which is very, very poshut. So then Hashem didn't have to create us with shame. Hashem didn't have to create us with boishes. And then we wouldn't feel embarrassed. Meaning, why didn't Hashem create us in Olam Haba without that sense of boishes? And then we wouldn't feel embarrassed, and we could have had dveikus, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have given, and that chesed could have been realized, and we would not have been embarrassed. Why? Because we wouldn't have been created with that sense of boishet. We wouldn't have been created with that sense of shame. And the emes in Derech Hashem, when he speaks about these inyonim, he does not mention Namat Kisul for once. He doesn't mention bread of shame. He doesn't mention this concept. So it seems that Namat Kisul isn't the emes of cause, but is perhaps, as we're going to see shortly, maybe the symptom. It's maybe the symptom, is not the cause. Let me try and explain again and see if we can come up to a clearer answer. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't have to create shame, then immediately the question comes back, which we had earlier, that Hashem merely put us in Olam Haba and allow that vacancy to be realized there. To understand this, let's look at what happens with Adam HaRishon in Gan Eden, because to understand that might, to understand our beginnings, allows us really to comprehend this topic. And really the question is like this. We're taught that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam and Chava and put them in Gan Eden, they had one job to do. One job, it says La'ovdo L'Shomra. It doesn't really say, definitely doesn't say in the Chumash what the mitzvah of La'ovdo L'Shomra was, but then it says, one thing is, from the Eitz Hadas, Tevara, Lo Yiseichal Mimenu, don't eat from it. Because from the moment you eat on it, Mois Tomus, you'll surely die. And what happens? What did they have for Friday afternoon tea? They had dafka from that fruit, from that tree. And really the question is like this. If we'd be having a whole buffet outside, and a whole array of foods, and there was grapes, and I would say to you, you can have everything you want, but the grapes, don't touch it, they're poisonous. They'll kill you. Which meshugan is going to go and eat the grapes? You can have anything you want, and then the one thing you can't have, so people say it's about, once it's forbidden and it's more appealing, but again, it's going to kill you. Why on earth would you do that? And more than that, this is Adam and Chava. Adam has been created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They had the ultimate relationship. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Lo Yiseichal Mimenu, don't eat from Eitz Hadas Tevara. What is the Havamina of Adam and Chava to eat from Eitz Hadas Tevara? How is it Shaykh that they could have been nichshal in that Avera? We would have thought we wouldn't be nichshal in that Avera. What's the Havamina they could have been? How could they have been nichshal? And the question goes deeper if we understand what the Mekubalim write, that they didn't even have the Yitzhahara inside at that time. The Yitzhahara that we have inside, which I'll explain shortly, they didn't even have. So they didn't have the Yitzhahara b'fnim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu just created you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you one job to do, not to eat, and they about to say, and what do? Within an hour, they're nifshal in that. We're taught that we were created on Erev Shabbos, just before Shabbos, and if we would have got up onto Shabbos without eating from the Eitz Hadas Tevara, we wouldn't be here now. We wouldn't have needed to be here. We would have fulfilled the whole Tachlis HaBriah in Gan Eden. The whole of mankind would have fulfilled his potential in Gan Eden had we not eaten. First of all, how is that? What would we have done? And moreover, what was the Avera? What was the Havmina for the Avera? How could they have been nifshal in that Avera? How is it even shy if they could have... So it goes something like this. The Nefesh HaChaim explains the Mahalach to this. And what the Nachash persuaded Chava, their Sfarim HaKadoshim was on these lines. When the Nachash said, if you eat from the Eitz Hadas Tevara, the Yisem Kelokim, you'll be like Hashem, what the Nachash is saying was like this. Adam and Chava did that Aveira not motivated by taiva, by lust. Oh, they saw something, it was forbidden, so let's go and eat it. Chas v'shalom. They were anoshim kadoshim. There was only kedusha. The way the nachash had to persuade them was what we call from the Furiye Tahara, from a motivation lishma, a motivation to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what the nachash said was like this. This is what the Nefesh HaChaim explains. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu really wants is for you to eat. Why? Because if you eat from the Eitz HaDaas Teva Ra, then you will internalize Ra, you'll internalize the Yetzer Hara, and then you'll truly be able to choose between Teva Ra. And then, when you choose between Teva Ra, you will then become Baal HaTov, you'll own that Tov, and that will be the ultimate Kiddush Hashem. That will be the ultimate sanctification of Hashem. And why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu ask you to do that? Because he didn't want to give you the greatness Torah. He wanted to give you the easiness Torah. He wanted to ask you to do an avodah in Gan Eden. But what HaKadosh Baruch Hu really wanted, for your sake, was that you go through a 6,000 year of history where you internalize physicality, where you internalize the Yetzirah and fight it from there, and then win, and then be the ultimate Baal HaTov, and then have Dveikus and Olam Haba. Explain a few areas. For a start, if someone would, let's say you have an elderly mother who's quite poor and would ask you for money, because she desperately needs some money, she needs a bit of help, so she goes, can I have £100? What you know is what she really wants is £1,000. If you know she's in need of that, you would have thought, actually what she wants is £1,000, but she's only asked for £100 because she loves you. And she doesn't want to burden you, and she doesn't want to give you something which is too hard for you. But what she really wants is that £1,000. Says the Nefesh HaChaim, what the Nachash persuaded Adam and Chava, and what they fell for, was this. The Nachash was trying to explain what HaKadosh Baruch Hu really wants is for you to internalize Ra, and then to be boicher, to really choose between the Eitz Hara and the Yetzer Tov, and then when you succeed, you'll be the Baal HaTov, and then you can come and have the basis with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because it goes like this, the Ramchal explains in Derech Hashem. He doesn't say anything to do with Namad Kitufa. It's not about bread of shame. He explains why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world to get to Olam Haba. Says the Ramchal, do you know why you need to go to this world to get to the next world? Because to have the Vekus, what is the Vekus? The Vekus isn't you plus Hashem. That's not the Vekus. The Vekus is all Hashem. The Vekus is you evaporate and fade within Hashem. You blend in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Vekus is all oneness. It's not you and Hashem, it's you in Hashem. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's that Echad. It's ultimate oneness. It's going into that oneness. And therefore, says the Ramchal, incredibly, for you to truly become part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you need to have an element of similarity. It says, Kesat Hizdamus. You need to be somewhat similar. How? In what way? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the creator and you are created. In the area, says the Ramchal, the Baal HaTov. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Baal HaTov, is the owner of good, brings good into the world. So if you can truly bring good into the world, bring Tov into the world, that would allow you to then have Zveikus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because then you've got something now in common. Now you've got something similar. Now you can connect. Now you can have Shleimus, because you've got a part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu truly in you as such. You brought Tov into the world. So now in Olam Haba, you can have that Zveikus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu based on the Tov that you brought into the world. And this is what the Nefesh HaChaim says the Nachash was saying to Adam and Chava. That's the ultimate Tov. That's the ultimate Avodah, to come and to have an internal Yetzer Hara and to fight that. And then to be Boicher Tov, that would be the ultimate Nisayon and the ultimate Avodah and truly the Baal HaTov. And now you can have Dveikus and Olam Haba. So that's how the Ramchal explains it in Derech Hashem. And that's how the Nefesh HaChaim explains what went wrong with Adam and Chava. Meaning, I'll give you a mashal. I've got one of my kids likes to play hide and seek with me. My daughter Dina likes to play hide and seek, but she's quite a independent young lady, and she likes to play it sitting on the couch. So she likes to sit on the couch and say, "Daddy, come and find me." And I'm meant to go and play the facade of pretending to look for her. And I go around the curtains and I go around the house. I'm looking for her and I'm pretending she's hiding. That, I believe, is what Adam and Chava felt in Gan Eden. They're meant to reveal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're meant to be Megaleh Kavod Shamayim. To be Megaleh Kavod Shamayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's got to be hidden. And what their thoughts was, perhaps, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not hidden. It's revealed. It's opaque. It's nigla already. How can we reveal that which is already revealed? So surely our avodah is to hide HaKadosh Baruch Hu as such, and then we can be Megaleh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then we can have true Giloy Kavod Shamayim. Says the Nefesh HaChaim, this was the Nisayon. What you should be asking me is, so what was the test? What was the test? And why was it wrong for them to eat it? If to be Megaleh Kavod Shamayim, it was true to hide HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they were going to have more Giloy Kavod Shamayim. The answer is amazing. That was the test. Meaning, on the one hand, their rationale, the svara, was that it makes sense to eat from the Eitz Hadas Tevara, because then you'll be internalizing physicality, then the Eitz Hadas is nisnas, then you're truly being Boitzeh Tevara, then you're being Lechayra Mashlim, the whole Tachlis Habriya. But that was the test, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said don't do it. So even though it made sense to do it, to fulfill the test, that would have been being Boitzeh Tevara the easy way. Being Boitzeh Tevara the easy way would have been if Adam and Chava would not have eaten because then they would have been Boitzeh, they would have become Balatzeh, they would have just done it in a much more easier scenario, in a much more tranquil environment. The Nefesh HaChaim says, when you sometimes use the Lashon, I am hungry, I am thirsty. When you use the word I, the term I am hungry, I am thirsty, normally it's a phrase of your physicality. That, whereas, unfortunately, sometimes you should really be going to Minyan earlier. You should really be davening more. We use the term you. So Nefesh HaChaim, do you know what the problem has been? That's since the Chet of Adam HaRishon. That we say I when it comes to our Yetzer Hara, when it comes to physicality, I am hungry, I am thirsty. When we use the term you, whereas almost the Yetzer Tov is standing chutz from us, saying, oh, you should go to Minyan, you should learn harder. And says the Nefesh HaChaim, what's happened is a switch. In Gan Eden, the Yetzer Tov was nichnas, and that was the term I. And the Yetzer Hara was in the Nochosh, which was Bachutz. And what happens in Gan Eden is they switched it, and the Yetzer Hara then came nichnas, and our Avodah is again to transfer it. That should be one of our Avodahs now. To try and start using the term I when it comes to Ruchnius, and to even use the term you when it comes to Gashmius. And by doing that, that's an element of being Mesaken Mechet. So what do we see from here? We see a few things. We see that the Tachlis HaBriya is for Chesed, is for you to fulfill your potential, to then be able to have Dveikus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Emes HaDveikus. Emes HaDveikus means that you have a similarity with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Baal HaTov. So also you have the opportunity to become a Baal HaTov, which then allows one to have Dveikus. What happened with Adam and Chava? What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to them straight afterwards? Straight after their sin. One of the first things HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to them was, Ayeka, where are you? He said, Ayeka. And Chazal tell us that Eicha, the Milo Eicha, comes from the same word, Ayeka. And the Megillah, the Yirmiyahu, Hanavi writes of Eicha, is alluding to where it all started to go wrong was in Gan Eden. Where it all started to go wrong was when we sinned in Gan Eden, and now we can start understanding this time period Bein HaMetzarim, which is events such as Bein HaMetzarim, events such as the Churban happens because of our sins, we've been exiled from our land. Whenever we do a chet, there's now ramifications. There needs to be kapora, but it all initially came from Olam Chesed Yibona, and ultimately Toiv Hashem Lakoy Racham Avak Kol Masov. It's Toiv Hashem Lakoy. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to do with us is Toiv. Sometimes we're the problem. We make wrong mistakes, such as we did in Gan Eden, such as we do in Dar after Dar, and that's why negative things then have to happen to be mechaper for those mistakes. So Rav Desta says an amazing thing. Rav Desta writes, what was the Aveira we did in Bais Sheni? We thought the problem in Bais Sheni was sin askina, was baseless hatred. So it comes to, and Bach comes to, and that epitomized the environment at the time. Says Rav Desta, the Mashiach can't come until we mechaper that Aveira, until we get to Ava askina, to baseless love. That instinctive love, Be'ahavta l'recha kamecha, means for no other reason than you should love your friend for no good reason. Just like you love yourself instinctively, so you should love your friend instinctively. And until we can get back to that, that's going to be mechaper the avera of the Churban of Bais Sheni. And that's the way it works. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us opportunity to fulfill our potential, to then have the vacus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us the greatest schar. For that to happen, we chose plan B. Meaning there was plan A. Plan A was in Gan Eden. Plan A could have been much easier. Could have been a few hours. The whole opportunity to fulfill your potential as mankind could have been done in a few hours. Mamish, on Erev Shabbos. We chose, with Bechira, to go down plan B, the route of let's internalize physicality, let's internalize the Yetzirah, let's go down the route of 6,000 years of Nisyonis, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be hidden and our job will be to be Megalek of Ot Shemayim. Let's go down that route, and free will is real, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets us realize the consequences of our Bechira. And then when we go down these 6,000 years, when we make Averas along the way, there are consequences for our benefit. And that's where the famous phrase of Rabbi Akiva, Gemara Brachas, Daf Samach, Amud Aleph, Korach Mona Da'ovit, L'Tov Avid, that everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, L'Tov Avid, is for the good. In other words, it's not necessarily good now. It isn't pleasant now, there is Ra now. But it's L'Tov, it's for the Tov, it's for the opportunity for the ultimate Chesed, which will be realized in Olam Haba. So Mitzvah Hashem, we should be zeicher that we should realize our Ahavas Chinam, we should merit to do Ahavas Chinam based on love, which we mechaper the Sinas Chinam. Mitzvah Hashem, Mashiach Tzidkeinu Yovoi V'Yigaleinu B'Mehar V'Yomeinu.